Welcome to the current version of the Bob and Friday Show, bringing you another session of hot topics, hot ideas, and hot dog barks.
Well, Bob, I wanted to let you know that Frondi has a last name.
Ah, I guess I should know that, since you'd refused to take mine when we thought we were going to get married that time.
You mean Bob and Frondi?
I'm not going to respond to that one, Frondi. I'm waiting for you to come out with what you were going to say.
But aren't we already married, or what?
I think that describes it pretty thoroughly.
Okay, well, anyway, do you want to know her last name?
Sure.
Frondi's last name is Deville. Frondi Deville.
And is that French?
I think it's actually Walt Disney.
And from what does this come? Of the village?
I don't know. It just came to me one day, and it seemed like the right name, and so I decided that was it.
Now, would you say it came to you like a stomachache, or the flu, or a lost dog, or how did it come to you?
I think I just thought it one day.
I see. So it was a thought that flitted through your head, Frondi. Is that it?
Or popped in.
Kind of like a bat at twilight.
No. It popped in.
It popped in.
It
okay.
popped in, yeah.
So this is like an Orville Redenbacher type of name.
More like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's just wonderful.
I was happy with that.
And what's next on your list?
Well, I wondered if you wanted to talk about the hottest cake decorating trend, which is photo cakes.
Photo cakes, yeah. I like photo cakes. Those are those sheet cake things, right?
Well, they're pretty strange as cakes, I would say, but I was really utterly fascinated with the statistic that one of the grocery stores here in town sells between 40 and 60 cakes a day, and 70% of those cakes are these picture cakes.
Now, how many picture cakes is that a day, Frondi? Have you done the math?
Well, let's just call it 50 cakes a day out of this one store are picture cakes.
So that's 35 picture cakes a day?
Something like that, sure. But then if you want to multiply it by, say, 3 for the other grocery stores, let's just say it's 100 picture cakes a day in Santa Fe.
Now, have you thought about getting in touch with that artist, Christo, who might make one the size of Mount Rushmore? Is that possible
don't
with
get
the
off
technology?
Don't get off the topic here, Bob. I want to pay attention to the statistic, which actually I just can't digest in any way.
That's probably because it's made out of some weird sugar and chemicals.
Yeah, that's true. These are pretty awful cakes.
So what you're focused on is the role these cakes are playing in the lives of our fellow citizens.
Exactly. That's right. So 100 times a day, somebody's having a party or an event with a picture cake on it.
And do you think the picture cake is a featured guest at all these parties?
I think that whoever bought it is expecting some attention, recognition, oohs and ahs for the cake, yes, I would.
Well, I'm sure that after a while, anyway, you'd get some ooze from the cake. There's no question about that. But that sheet cake, well, has always been like that, especially if you pour water on it.
Sheet cake, man. Sheet cake.
Yeah. Well, don't get the dog excited. Now, what are you talking about here? What's next?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get some action on that statistic. And I did confirm it with the author of this article. And because she was a little surprised about it, she had actually already reconfirmed it. But it appears to be a true number.
Well, you know, more interesting to me, Frondi, because I like the personal side of these issues, is, for example, I wonder if there are just a few people buying a lot of these cakes. Like, you know, they talk about divorce statistics, and they say, well, half the marriages end in divorce. But that's not really true. It's just that many divorces per number of population. So it might be true, for example, that there are people out there buying hundreds and thousands of these picture cakes, but most of us never see one. How about that?
So are you saying that there's this minor population of people that are, shall we say, obsessed with these picture cakes?
And sure. Don't you remember when they first started with copy machines and people who put their butts on them and various body parts? You can make one out of anything, can't you? You could take in your old stuffed animals, or you could take in something you found at the dump or anything, and you could put it on a cake as a picture.
This is true. This is absolutely true. You could take in a photo of the new moons of Pluto. How about that?
The new moons of Pluto?
Yeah.
Well, I thought when it was a new moon, you couldn't see it. It was the dark of the moon. Isn't that right?
The newly discovered moons.
Oh, I don't think you should say newly discovered. I thought we learned with Columbus that there's already somebody there, and you don't want to go that way, do you? You don't want to say, we discovered those moons, and therefore, sort of, in some culturally imperialistic way, our moons, because we discovered them. I think that's a little Earth-oriented, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think this is different than the Columbus issue. There aren't any people out there. We know that.
We don't know that. Well, they might not be carbon-based, for example. Come on, use your imagination.
Well, I think it's appropriate for it to be Earth-based, because this is new for us as a race to know about our solar system. So I think that's legit.
But maybe the solar system doesn't belong to us, Frondi. Maybe there's people made out of dog breath. Think about that.
I think you have a bit of a dog obsession.
I think you're obsessed with that possibility, Frondi, because we do have a new puppy, Emma, whom I know you dearly love, but you're a little of two minds about it, let's say.
I think you might be one of these secret cake people who's going in every day with a new picture of your puppy and getting a new puppy cake. And then taking it, I don't know where, to a senior citizen home and delighting them with it.
Along with Emma, you mean, doing her tricks like shake and sit and stuff like that? Now, let's get back to the question of whether you're of two minds, because I've been thinking a lot lately about the mind issue, and I think clearly there's something we could call Frondi mind.
Yeah.
And Frondi mind has a point of view which may be unique to a large segment of the population. What do you think about that?
You mean other people have my mind? I don't follow.
Well, I don't know. There's Frondi mind and there's normal mind.
I don't think there's a lot of Frondi out there, and I think that's one of the huge drawbacks of our culture. And that's why Frondi had to appear and come into being, because there just isn't much of that out there.
So you think Frondi nature is expressed through Frondi mind and comes to us in times of need as you? Is that what you're saying?
You mean other people become Frondi when they need to be?
I don't know. I'm just wondering about this whole Frondi issue.
I'm just going to speak personally.
Well, how else could you speak?
Exactly. But I just know that for me, it's liberating part of myself that might not get a chance to come into play.
So you've become Frondi in response to what?
A need to live in that mentality, in the Frondi mind.
And there we have Frondi mind once again. We know from long since, we know, for example, of Zen mind, don't we?
Well, Frondi mind.
Now we've got Frondi
mind.
Frondi mind is different, I know, because it has come to us from the new moons, right? That wasn't just coincidental on your part, Frondi.
Whoa,
I'm pretty sure.
Whoa.
Isn't this that whole feminist moon thing? Come on.
You're getting a little too Santa Fe, dear. A little too Santa Fe.
I don't think so. I think it's the Frondi mind and the sheet cakes
are
pointing in a direction that I think you need to acknowledge.
You've taken a subject which is dear to my heart.
Which subject is that now?
Well, the Frondi subject and even the cake subject, but the Frondi subject. You've taken a subject which is dear to my heart and very important, and you're just BSing with it, and I don't appreciate that.
No, I don't think I am. I think Frondi mind is a certain mindset, a certain point of view, a certain way of being. And I'm just characterizing it with that expression because I've heard that expression used in other contexts.
Okay, I'll accept that.
Well then, what do you say about it?
What's the question?
Don't you think that there's a connection to the new moons with the Frondi mind? Sort of a perceptual link?
No, I think that's where you're jumping into the bullshit end of
things. Now, I heard the word dumping there, Frondi, and I'd like to find out why it was there.
Well, Freudian or whatever, I just feel like you're trivializing it, something that for me is serious, even though it's a fun thing.
Well, but I think there's something about the moon, and as a person, I think, Frondi, you're focused on the moon in many ways, wouldn't you agree?
Okay, but I was talking about Pluto's moons. Now you're talking about the Earth's moon?
Oh, but they're all moons, aren't they?
I don't think so, because we don't see the cycles of another planet's moon in the way that we see the cycle and experience the cycles of the Earth's moon.
Well, that's clear. You're right about that, for sure.
This is a subject that I...
You're trying to stay away from this subject. I see.
Well, the moon's...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not of interest.
It's off my list.
Okay, good.
In fact, I don't even remember what we were talking about.